A 16th century Lutheran father, Martin Chemnitz, tells us that the ancient church fathers had various names for the supper our Lord instituted this night almost 2,000 years ago. The refuge of the soul, the medicine for the sick, and the traveling expenses for the dying. How about a celebration for the ages? Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Holy Communion celebrates that fact. The yesterday that Hebrews refers to in reference to Jesus goes way back farther than Roy Clark or John Lennon sang. It's even before time, so it's certainly to the beginning of time, all the way back to the garden. The garden is where we first come in contact with bread and learn that because of Adam's fall, man is cursed to eat daily bread by the sweat of his brow. And there too we learn that in order for our naked sinfulness to be covered, sewn together fig leaves just wouldn't do. No, the Lord himself had to make garments of skin to cover our sinful fallenness. Newsflash, you don't get skin off an animal without shedding its blood. So we have bread and blood right there in the fall, reminding us of our sinfulness. Hit the scene skipping button on the remote. Fast forward to 1500 BC and Passover. There we see a hard-hearted sinfulness calls forth the death of the firstborn, and that the blood of God's lamb, which he commanded to be painted on the doorways, was thick enough and rich enough to cover the sinners in that house. And so the terrifying angel of death passed over them. Here we also find that the lamb to be sacrificed would be kept by a family for 2 weeks before. Now, if it takes your kids longer than 2 hours to name a stray dog, a hurt bird, or even a snail, that's unusual. How many fathers and mothers said back then, don't get too close to that little lamb, don't get attached to him, stop calling him Benji. But you know they didn't listen. So in Passover, we see the forerunner of the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, the only beloved of his heavenly father and earthly mother, and of blood that can cover, that is, atone. Hit the scene skip button a couple of times till you go from 1500 BC to 30 AD. That's still yesterday, though, for us. Every Sunday that we're here, using the words passed down to us through the pen of St. Paul, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. Every time we do that, we're back there. We're back to where the Lamb of God is going to be made the two goats from the Day of Atonement, i.e. Day of Covering. He'll be both the scapegoat that carries away the sins of all the people, and he'll be the goat sacrificed on the cross to appease God's wrath against sins and sinners. The Lord's Supper is a celebration for the ages. It was prefigured by the Tree of Life, the manna in the wilderness, Passover, Day of Atonement, and the sin offerings that only benefited sinners that ate of them. All pointed to the salvation of God, the protection of God, the grace, mercy, and peace of God being given to mankind by mouth. We take steps back in time, but we remain in our own. The preface begins in the present. The Lord be with you. And after the call to lift up your hearts away from the sin, away from the death, away from the devil that surround you, beset you, threaten you, after you lift up your hearts, I say, let us Eucharist. That is, let us give thanks to the Lord. Then after the words of institution perform the promised miracle, and bread is the body of Christ and wine his blood, I place my hand on the altar where these gifts sit and say to everybody present, the peace of the Lord be with you always. Boom! The forgiveness Christ won on the cross in 30 AD is here again in 2021 AD. Jesus said to do this often. In the words of St. Ambrose, Because I sin often, I take communion often. Even so, death is at work in me today. I had a Sunday school teacher in Louisiana. This was her idea. Had her class take an ordinary apple and carve a face on it. It turned brown, wrinkled, and shrunken. She said that illustrated the death at work in us because of our sinfulness. It did. The antidote to death is life, and we need it now because we're dying now. It comes to us in the body and blood of Jesus. Jesus says, "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself." When Elijah, Peter, or Paul raised someone from the dead, life didn't come from them. The life of God came through them as a channel. Not so Jesus. His flesh was life-giving because it is the flesh of God. Since the 3rd century Ignatius, through Luther, communion has been called the medicine of immortality. We've confessed for about 500 years that this sacrament isn't, and we say this in our large catechism, isn't something harmful from which we should flee, but a pure, wholesome, soothing medicine which will cure you and give you life both in soul and body. For where the soul is healed, the body also is relieved. Why then is it that we act as if it were a poison, the eating of which would bring death? So ends the catechism. I find this paradox of lay people. Most Christians take 1 Corinthians 11:30 seriously, as they should. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep, that is, died. A congregation, the you is plural, a congregation misusing the body and blood of Jesus, they spread weakness, sickness, and death among their members. We shudder in our very bodies, don't we? Well, eating and drinking faithfully brings the opposite. Strength, health, and life today. What? Am I saying that you partake of the Lord's Supper and you'll never get cancer? Or you partake of the Lord's Supper and you're going to get cured of heart disease? Or you partake of the Lord's Supper and you're going to be stronger than Samson? No, I'm saying you are to believe that as the misuse of the Lord's body and blood leads to bodily problems, so its proper use leads to bodily blessings. But the end game of the body and blood of Jesus, given and shed on the cross, was not long, healthy, or even stronger life here. If that were the end game, you and I would have been raised in Eden. But the Lord God said, the man must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden. The goddess Eos and her mortal lover Tithonus illustrate this. Eos asked Zeus to give her mortal lover everlasting bodily life, but she forgot to ask for health and youth. So he aged and aged and aged till he became a shriveled up old man who looked like a cricket and just sat there chirping. Living forever in an aging body, that is not life, but living death, which is also called hell. Hear Luther on this. Just as we eat Christ's flesh physically and spiritually, this food is so powerful that it changes us within and makes fleshy, sinful, dying human beings into spiritual, holy, living human beings, which is what we are already now. But such a condition is still hidden in faith and hope and is not yet visible. On the last day, we will see it. Think that says too much? Hear your Lord then. Jesus said to them, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life now, and I will raise him up at the last day." All Christians partake of Jesus' flesh and blood through faith. In fact, if you don't, you're not a Christian. But how much more intimate and comforting to do so physically? Your loved one tells you over the phone that they love you and they send kisses and hugs. But that's nothing compared to being in their arms and being physically kissed. In fact, there'd be something wrong in the relationship if you thought those words, or even believing those words, was good enough. Tonight, and every Sunday, we have a celebration for the ages. We're taken back to yesterday that only the Bible knows of, to today where sin, death, damnation dog our every step and haunt our every breath. But Jesus is Lord not only of yesterday and today, but forever. Literally, it's into the ages. That's Buzz Lightyear's to infinity and beyond. That's Star Trek's warp drive or Star Wars hyperdrive. That's the fast forward sound effect. As in the Orthodox Church, communion is celebrated by us as a timeless event, an appearance of Christ in which the congregation experiences the actual event of the supper, not as it was or will be, but as it is forever. Paul tells us so in that alternate Thanksgiving we use during Lent. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Here, to when eternity comes knocking on time's door, we're pointing back to the Lord's death. This supper is the point of all human history, and we're celebrating it right here and now forever. The Lord himself hits the fast forward button tonight. You heard him in the gospel. He said, "For I tell you, from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. If not on the road to Emmaus, then certainly when he passed on the Lord's Supper to Paul, he communed again. His kingdom had come. Yesterday, today, and forever are collapsed into this single meal. No wonder. No wonder not only angels and archangels, but all the company of heaven join in it. It's their meal too." We see this in all three eras that we've been looking at. In the yesterday of Isaiah, the Lord says he is preparing for all people a banquet of rich food and finest wines to celebrate death being swallowed up. And today is a time when many come from east and west and recline at the meal with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus speaks of when he returns at the end of the ages, then he will greet those watching for him and do the incredible thing of dressing himself for service, have them recline at table and serve them. And who do you think is serving at the Lord's table tonight? Oh, it's my lips that say, "Take, eat my body, take, drink my blood," but it's his mouth speaking. And this goes on and on till you see his lips moving with your own eyes. You know that joke based on Da Vinci's Last Supper painting? What was said just before it? "Okay, guys, let's all line up on this side of the table for a picture." Really, that shows Da Vinci's genius. He painted the Lord's Supper as if it was a meal for his age. And it was, for that age and this age, bringing forward all the ages past till ages cease to run. Amen.